here in, again, I'm going to use the Enyaakov Piskeot because that is most convenient. It's Chaf Beis, Piskeot Chaf Beis, and that's Soita Daf Tesamid Beis. I want to go back. There was something in the middle that I wanted to say. We had done the piece last time, and I wanted to go back on something in the middle. It says in Chaf Aleph, Vata Delila ki higdlas kol liboy. Delila realized now for the first time that he'd been honest with her and spoke out his heart. So Minoyada, Amreb Hanan Amar Rebbe Nikaron Divrei Emes. That's Nikaron Divrei Emes. You can tell when something is true. And Abaya says, Yoda by Sitzarik Lemafik Shashana Vatola, Kim the Omala, Kinezira Lekimani, Omra Hashtavari Kushtikama. Since he said, since she knew that he would not be Moise Shem Shemayim Vatola, so when he used Shem Shemayim, then she knew he found the truth. So I wanted to speak a minute on the Koran Divrei Emes. Rashi said the Koran Divrei Emes miskablen yeshavim Divrei Emes v'diburim elofanehem. Emes has a way of settling in with all the details. Rosa Sayra Godel v'leishoyse yayin ve'vina shadur marachayin shom la shabedov zekach Godel Emes hein. In other words, when all the pieces of a metzias fit in, there's a nikaron divrei emes. I want to speak a few words about this because Rav Hutton Zichron Vrach once spoke at a maima. I heard it from him. I don't remember seeing it inside the context, but I remember what he said. He spoke about it says about Torah in many places. It says that Torah is emes, and so on. The word emes is used a lot to be madgish the musar the Torah. So he asked, what does that add? Lamashal, imagine somebody's trying to sell you something and you don't think he's telling the truth. So by saying that, and I'm telling the emes, it's the emes, doesn't add very much. So when you come along and you say what I'm saying is emes, does that really add much? I remember when we long, long time ago when we signed the doctor closing for the house over here in Silver Spring. So Maryland is Baruch Hashem a Medina that is very, very endowed with laws and laws and laws and laws. So the paperwork was so high, and some of it is natural, normal. Some of it is that it was checked for this, it wasn't checked for this. It's this, that, fine. There was one paper that you have to sign that you read all the papers and you weren't just signing. That was one of those papers. So I asked the lawyer, Mimanafshach, if I'm a type of person that reads everything before I sign, so I read everything. If I don't read everything, then I didn't read this piece of paper also not. Like, what is this mitzvah over here? So he didn't have such a good teretz on the kasha, but the shiloh is a good shiloh. So what does it mean when a kashrut keeps saying that Torah is emes? So what in the world are we referring to? So Rav Hutton said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia in the Torah, the midah of nikarim divrei emes. That means that when a person will learn Torah, one of the ways in which it's going to become Misyashiv Alibo is through the mid of Nikaron Divrei Emes. Lemashal, let's take an example. Let's take an example in practical things. A person is not well and he gets a medical prescription. So he goes and he fills it, he takes the medicine. He has no idea that's going to work or not work, but he trusts the doctor. The doctor is a mumchen, and so he takes it. Another person is in a hospital setting and he sees everybody there that taking this medication. This guy just got in, he looks terribly sick, and this guy looks like he's getting much better, and this guy looks like he's about to leave. And everybody takes this medication once a day and so on. So there's something about the tmuna klolis, about the general picture that reinforces itself with all its pratim. So nikaron divrei emes means that all the pieces together fit together in a well in a way that's nicker. There's a certain oimik to this, and I'd like to spend a few minutes about it because it is a very important midah. There are two ways in which a person can get an aveda to be his. One is through a simen, and one is through a tvias ayin of a talmud chacham. So you can identify things because you have proofs. Lamashal, if you have a diamond ring, and I come along and I claim the diamond ring, and he asks me, how do you know it's yours? I tell them that inscribed on the inside of the ring is a Rosh Tevis, is whatever. So that's a gather of simon. It's a riot. How in the world would I have known that it's mine? How would I have known that there's these inscriptions on it if I didn't own it before? So that's a proof. But if I have a tefillah sign on Talmud Chacham, you trust me, and I look at it, and it's misyashiv, that my eye is tefis it as a whole, that it's right, that's a very different type of midah. And the current divrei emes specifically works like this. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined with the word emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also defined with the midah of koil. V'koil olam yachad. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the klal of everything. When a person lies, you can always catch a person by a lie as long as the person is willing to keep talking. You interrogate a person. A person can lie in one prat, two pratim, three pratim. At some point, it's impossible to keep the whole picture with a sheker. Something in the picture is going to be amiss. One of the reasons why, one of the Eitz HaTovus, in case anybody ever has to lie on the interrogation, what they do is they memorize, like someone will ask you, describe to me the murder scene. So you think of another scene that you were there b'shleimus. I don't do it the murder, but the whole scene was there b'shleimus. And then when they ask you questions, just think of that scene and keep answering if you that. The mile of that is, since the scene you're dealing with is an emesis scene, you'll always be able to put the pieces in place. And it's one of the type of lies, and obviously the people who interrogate are trained to pick up on it. But it's something, because sheker can't be makiv everything. Emes is aleph mem tough. It's makiv the entire picture. And therefore, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, chosom is emes, it's koilam yachad. Any sheker that comes along, it occupies one small part. It does not occupy the entire sphere of what it is. That's a primary difference in sheker and emes. In kedusha, it's nageh as follows. It says there's a Darachaim HaKadosh says by Imtetiv Seis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kayin, Imtetiv Seis, he told him the Kedusha is Noises Atzmoy. Something of Kedusha carries itself. It doesn't require support by outside pieces. There's a certain Hoychacham Mitzad Atzmoy. It's interesting. A lot of times you have a conversation with people who are struggling with emunah or who've given up, but unfortunately, you talk to people, and you'll have a mitzvah like this. A person keeps on a from lifestyle, even a chassidish lifestyle, even a very hamish lifestyle. He tells you he believes in nothing, and b'chashai, he may even do kol davasa, and he says he doesn't want to give up the lifestyle because it's a very good lifestyle. And when you ask him, so Im Kain, so he says, but it's not a raya. the fact that it's good lifestyle is not a right that it's emes. So the answer to that is as follows. Lamashal, if somebody came along and told you, ich weiß, of all the things in Yiddishkeit, eating a candied estrog on Tu B'Shvat helped him have a ben zacher, or his wife gave birth easily, or whatever school you have, and it worked, so it's not a raya, because it's a prat. So it's just like the old-time medications they used to give herbs and schmunzes and like 100 ingredients. Scientists found that one of those ingredients actually is worth something. So the fact that you mix together frogs' legs and newt's eyes and the face of spinach, the spinach is what counted, everything else was nonsense. So a prat is never a raya for emes, unless it's a simimuvuk, unless it's an incredible prat, then it's a raya. But if I come along and I give you a derech chayim, that all the pieces click together in a good way. The person has a sipuk ruchni. The family is a family. There's help for each other. All the details clicking together. That's the current of emes, because it's all the pieces to come together. If a person can say, the lifestyle is a very positive lifestyle. And I've spoken to, over the years, there are unfortunately many people that have that. Some people, bedafka, you know, throw everything away but fast. Some people say, I wouldn't miss the Shabbos tish for anything, and I want my kids to be mishing a light, but there's no, it's you know, whatever, shekel chazam, and so on. You can hit and miss on a prat, on another prat. But when you have everything working, it's one of the ways that, you know, in science, you'll have questions here and there. But if so many different pieces work, you say, I'm onto something. There's a prat that needs a ticket, but I'm onto something. So nikaron divrei emes means when, and like Rashi says, something is miskablim umeyushovim divrei emes idiburim el ofanehem. You see all the facets click in. Hey, now I get it why he's got this fancy hairdo, and why he's not drinking any wine, and why he's doing all these crazy things. It all makes sense together. So the current of emes is an incredible midah. It's a midah why somebody sits and learns Torah. It doesn't make sense why a person sits down and learns about Metziah, becomes the scarav, and it schlaps into Yiddishkeit. I mean, it's laws, and it's nice laws, and some of them are puzzling, but there's a certain nikar and divrei emes which the whole thing fits together. I want to add one more piece to this concept of hakara. Hakara is a koyach, it's an incredible koyach. It's a koyach that a computer doesn't have and a person has. Face recognition. A computer cannot do face recognition. What a computer does is you put into the computer how far the nose is from the eyeball and how wide is the nose and where the cheekbone ends. He matches up protein. And if enough protein match up, then he says, oh, this is the person. The musig of looking at a tzura and relating to the shlemus of the tzura is something that is not shaykh, because it's not a dover prati. It's an idea. It's a musig. So a computer can do extremely well when it comes to the pratim, and that's why if the only way you can recognize the person is measuring every hair on his so the computer will do very well on it. But when you're looking at something with a tsura klolis, a computer can't. We will see a person and we'll say he looks very much like the other person. It's not him. How do you know? I don't know. So the pshat is, something doesn't add up. The whole tsura of the other person was X or Y or Z. This doesn't add up. And the person will usually not have the ability to finger it, because it's a different type of tfisa. It's a cholistic tfisa. So the current of emes is an extraordinary midah. It's a midah that is central. It's one of the central midahs of our emunah. Even if I can't be mefalpel and bring rias to any one prat, But the sum total, the anoshim gdolim that I know, the dveikus that I feel, the chachma, this, that, the whole picture together is a picture that settles in on the person. And since Adam's koyach is to be makir, that is something that is goes to the heart of what a person is, and in many ways, it's going to determine really what we think. Okay, that was an aside. I wanted to go on to the just to describe a little bit about this, the Karn Devemis. In Chaf Beis, we started last time. We saw about the being Teichen Shnei Harim together, and let's see the next piece. We're in the middle of that piece. V'hu yochalo yishias Yisrael miyat plishtim, amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina, huchla shvua shal avimela shnema teshakel li elinine lechti. So, lemaisa, the shvua of Avimelech, he had made a shvua to Avimelech. These were two einikles. This was Avraham Avinu's einikle, and this one was Avimelech's einikle. It's plishtim. So, the shvua, he had only made it for three generations. And teshakel li elinine lechti. Vayigdal anav yivarchei Hashem. So it says, going back on Shimshon, the Akash was Varchim, b'may barcho, what bracha, what I was going to, so the Mepharshim speak over here, when, what's the shailas, you know, there's no lack of brachas that a Kaddish Baruch Hu can give. So they more or less say, we don't find anything special, that he didn't live long, we don't find anything special in the Pesukim, so what is it? Am yudam av shebarcho ba amasai, amasai kibnei adam, Vizara kenachal shaytiv. So even though he had a normal size aver, still he had a nachal shaytiv of zera. So Rashi says over here, b'may baruchi kol baruchi shebimikru loshen ribui davar misrabu motzav beisayva uma baruch nimtza oisav b'shemshit. So he says, bracha normally refers to wealth. We don't find it to be an especially wealthy person. So Rashi seems to see it as a criticism of sorts. Since he was Shakur in Arayas, so therefore, that's what the bracha was chala. Let's take a look at the morale over here, what he says. And he goes the exact opposite direction. Da. A nozi is called a kaddish. Nimtza kiaroish hu kli sheshem achon lekabaktush is a nozi. So the head, since the Torah describes his head as being the makom kaddish, that's where you have the strongest chanefaktusha. It's like a crown. So first of all, the etzem kedusha, since it's focused on the hair that he has, it's sort of a crown of kedusha on the nazir. A nuz is also somewhat purish, because wine he doesn't, and wine is something that's extremely tempting to people. A melech has to be above everything. Let's talk a little bit about that in a minute, for a moment. Unfortunately, our concept of a king are the kings we've read about, we know about, those that still exist, and they're nothing to write home about. They, you know, at best they don't do much, and at worst they're shakua in their own taivas. That's it. There's nothing else happening. A melech was the leader of an ummah. And to lead means that I am a step ahead of you. I can't be mashpia on you if I'm tied to the same place you're tied. I'm pulling from somewhere else. So a melech has to be a sheyetzi lefnehem. he's a step ahead of them, and he pulls them along. So a melech be'etzem has to be better than everybody. A leader that I think is be'erech as smart and as good as I am is not much of a leader to me. I mean, we're in the same place with Havrusas. He's not leading me any place. A leader means I am beyond and I'm muvdal. So a melech needs that, and that's why a melech wears a keser. Omna, mashatel adav beroish, mipnei sharoish shom koiches habulti gufnis sherole makdusha. Shekasho nidol mena guf, hakoiches habulti gufnis mekablin kdushas aloikim, vizek kdushas haroish. Veneasa saroish lahashkos oisom, and shekolda vekodesh enabal hefsil kach osash oisom. So the roish is a place where there are koiches that can be called kodesh. The roish is the only part of the body that has within itself an entity that's above itself. The brain is in my head, but the mind is beyond the brain. And b'meila, it's a makom that for a person who's kodesh, it's a makom kedusha. V'ne'asa saroish la'ash choisam neshkol v'kodesh bal hefsid. So the first thing the Maral says is Shimshin's Gevura was not from the Guf. It was from somewhere else that expressed itself in the guf. I want to take a dugma, the Rambam. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim speaks actually about this pasuk. V'atochel ruach Hashem lefama machnadon. The Rambam says Mor Nevuchim like this, that the beginning of every Navi is when he stands up to something, to some injustice or something bad or something wrong, and stands up. Now, that type of standing up, like he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu stood up for the Bnois Midian who were being harassed, that was the first sign of being Royal Navi. So it's amazing. If you ask people, very few people would give that answer. But to stand up for somebody who's oppressed is, and here also, V'atochel ruach Hashem lefama, he says, ruach Hashem means a sense of wanting to stand up beyond the crowd. Maybe I'll read it inside. It's good. I like to see it. It's an incredible Rambam.
Didn't he stand up earlier than that, when they were fighting?
I think he speaks about... let me just find it here. I'm looking for it in the Sariya Torah, and I was pretty sure. Just let me make sure. I thought he has it in two or three places where he. For a second. Ruach Hashem here, 288. Okay. Yeah. So he says, "Amadrega Rishayin." It's Rambam Mor Nevuchim. Tchilas Madregas Hanevuah sheyilav leish ezalakim, that a person will get some sort of siyata reshmaya sheyani ehu vizazeu lemaisa toive gadol, that will get him. You're right about the Rambam is over here. On he's talking about the Ish Mitzri. She aneiv azazel lemaisa toiv gadol kehatzolas kahal yeshuvim mikal roim The person finds himself a spirit to go and to do what's right. And so on. And he brings this pasuk over here, the name of Shem Shem, this is Ruach Hashem, this is Ruach Kimal Shol, and so on. Vidai says, so he brings both to Raman. Kimoish Zea Koyach, Le Nivle Moish Rabbeinu Meisi Sigal Gera Noshim. Moish Rabbeinu had this Koyach, but Le Zea His Oyer Le Haragus Amitziv Noya Roshim Mishnea Nitzim. Ume Choyzik Zea Koyach Boi. Ash Achri Pochtoi Uborchoi Begir Le Midian. Uger Yore, Kasheroa Mu'uma Mina Ovel, Le Moshbats and Sir of Lochel Lisbeloik Meshama Yoka Meshri Shien. So he says that after he had gotten burnt once for standing up for people, you know, for helpless people, for Klal Yisrael, he now had to go ahead and in a strange country stand up for a bunch of women, and he wasn't scared. So now he says, so the musig over here of it means the person himself has, just like a person who is inspired to do something, there's an adrenaline that prompts a person to do more than physical limitations would allow him to do or would seem to allow him to do. A person who has that extra ruach is defined as somebody who is who has this hashra of extra ruach on him. So Shimshon's gevura was not the product of being a big balguf, and you know, it's just like a person who's waiting to pick a fight with somebody, just had big muscles and just waiting for to find the guy to fight with. It's the other way around. Shimshon was a person that had a tremendous ruach. And b'meila, he was mislabish with the gvura and so on and so forth. There was always a slapshus of Ruach Hashem, and that's what did it. So the first thing, so b'meila, it's just like if a person recognizes it, understands how important something is, the person doesn't know any boundaries and goes and does it. So too here also, this was the meat of Shimshon. Then he says v'yadua. It's from the head that the zera comes down to the Evorah Mishkal. Let's talk about this. First of all, the musig that the zera comes from the moach down into the aver, the Tanya brings it from the Zohar Kaddish, we can compare it on a physical level to something that we know of today. There's a gland, I think they're called the lumen bodies, if I remember correct. I don't remember. That produces a hormone that begins the stimulation, the whole stimulation that's needed to that a person should be mazri and so on. It requires some sort of hormone that comes from the brain down. So that's some physical shaychus. I want to speak more about some of the pneumistic shaychus. A physical body knows only of the here and the now. Everything physical is what it is. The idea of planning for tomorrow, the idea of thinking of something ahead, is a sichlistika / ruchnistika type of mahalach. A balchai deals with the here and the now. A balchai doesn't plan, doesn't project ahead, because that belongs to the world of seichel and das. There is no future. There is no tomorrow in the physical world. So, l'mashal, a person who's totally physical, having children and creating a dir of tomorrow is a meaningless entity. Baruch Hashem, today we were zeicha that our dir is makid emes, and people say lama zeh neichi, the secular / gayish world doesn't decide not to have kids. They said, listen, we don't need anybody to help us at the farm. We, Baruch Hashem, can do what we need to do without having children in the process. So what's the point of it? And they're right. There's no reason why a goof needs to have children. So if you have a cheshbon that you want to fulfill taiva now, and this is collateral damage of fulfilling the taiva, okay, makes sense. If you need more people to help you at the farm, to fight with the neighbors, okay, that's also. But if you answered both those questions, there's like no reason for it. There's no without das, without seichel, without that musig that I'm building for Doris, which is really a musig. It's not a physical mitzias. I don't have a sipuk from the Doris. Unless I can deher the musig of Doris, then it stops. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzias where physically the here and the now demands, and b'meila have kids, whether I like it or not. Just like all balachayim, it's not because they think about leaving Dairis over and so on. It's because they have a physical prompt to mate, and that's it. So we have two places in our body that are shayach to hilada. We have the seichel and the das, that shayach to the musik of a future, and we have the aver, which is shayach to the here and the now. So a person who lives as a balchai, not bal seichel, bal das, so having children is part of his physical needs of today, of now. A person who sees ahead, who has the das and the ri'iyah of vaita, then the person it comes from his head. If you want a shtickle dimyan dugma, Chazal give a mashal of the guf and neshama. The famous Chazal Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says that lasid lavo, the guf and the neshama are going to, each one is going to defend himself in Bezna Shalmala. The neshama is going to say, what are you talking about? Since we died, I'm mamish in a lomas al yonim and no shaykh is the chet, so on and so forth. The guf says, since the neshama left, I'm laying in the cave doing nothing. I mean, so you see, it's the neshama that's at fault. So Chazal give a mashal to a king that had a beautiful paradise. He needed a watchman to watch it, but he was scared that the watchman would take the fruit himself. So he hired two watchmen. One was blind and one was lame. And he figured this one can't get to the fruit and this one doesn't see it, so we're all good. So the lame person tells the other one, listen, the fruit is awesome. I can't get to it. Piggyback me on your back and I'll tell you where to take from and you take the kachavi. Then when the king came back, he said, who took my fruit? So the lame guy says, I couldn't have taken it. I can't walk. I can't get anywhere. The blind guy said, what fruit? So the melech put the piggyback them and he was done them together. And the same thing with the guf and the shama, because we were done together. That's chazal. But one of the points in this chazal is the guf is seen as being having feet, but being blind, and the neshama can see, but it doesn't have feet. In other words, the pagam, the neshama that has things in the future, that's the koyach of neshama. It's a koyach of inayim, of seeing a future, and b'meila, that's how it sees vladis. The guf, it's only from the raglayim. There's no re'iyah. There's nothing seeing ahead and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha to Shimshon was that his aver, despite the fact that his aver would be like everybody else, but the lashon is the zaru kenachal shaitev. In other words, his koyach of hoylada is going to come dafka from das rather than from taiva. It's ironic that he was nichshel in that, in the fact that his einayim misled him, and b'meila his koyach taiva was mapul him. There's a certain zelum aser between the where it is that he was nisbarech and where it is that he messed up. Dafka, those two elements were messed up. Okay, so we'll hold it here. There's more on the next piece over here. There's a hemshich over here. There's things to talk about, but for now we'll hold it here. Any questions? Any points?
Can I just ask one question on that?
Yeah.
A person who doesn't think so big, just a regular, not even a Jew, just a regular Amaret. So they want to have kids for what reason then? Meaning based on that tzura that they're of just...
There are many things. One is to be like everybody else. Another one is they're cute. I'm used to kids. I grew up in a family with kids. Let's give an example where it comes into play. There have been people here and there who had an nisayon of having to send away kids at a very young age for them to remain Jewish. I had a neighbor in Azabira, Shimon Yonik, Zechayin Avracha. His father was a Chassidish Yid, a Sheikhet from Europe somewhere, from Ukraine. He ended up after the war in Uruguay. And his wife was Nifta, he had two children. And he realized very quickly that if he raises the children in Uruguay, they're going to be Mechale Shabbos. He sent them away at the age of 8 to Eretz Yisrael to grow up in an orphanage in Eretz Yisrael. And he didn't see them until years later. If your reason is anything other than to be Maimed Dairis, if it's because it's nice to have a family, because it's lonely, because they're cute, because everyone else has 101 reasons like that, there's no, where would a person have the koach hanefesh to do that? It's only when you see it that when you say, you know, if there's any chance that there'll be dairus, it's only like that. That's an incredible koach.
So but most people...
This person was a Breslover, old-time Breslover, an action, incredible action. The last 15 years of his life, he lived in Azabir, retired, lived with his son, and he was ibidic, and severely so. He would go to the mikveh at 4 in the morning. Sometimes he would faint. They'd find him laying on the road, on the thing. He would fast Bahab and fast this and that. His son would argue with him like crazy that he's not allowed to do it, and by him, there's no nonsense. If you have to fast Bahab, you fast Bahab, and that's it. If you have to go, if a yid goes to the mikveh for davening, the mikveh for davening. And he was intractable. The man was intractable. So his son once told me, half joking, he said, if my father had been half the Talmud Chacham I am, he would have been Mechal Shabbos long ago. It's like only the fact that he was just action. The only word that described him was action. Nothing else. And so he said, I just wanted to say, oh, as a verdict. Yeah, what were you going to ask? I'm sorry.
So just most people then have, would it be wrong to say in a way that most people have kids possibly similar to why a Baal Chai has, or something in between, basically in between Seichel and...
Range, Baruch Hashem, even the musig of having kids around your Shabbos table is far beyond, you know, what Umas Olam have. Even the quote-unquote Shaloy Lishma of a Yid goes beyond that, far beyond that. And the truth is, even by people that are not frum, totally, there's something there. They don't understand it themselves. They keep retouching it. But the word mishpacha, the word nachas, the word mechutanim, the word mechutan and the word nachas doesn't exist in English. Not sure other languages. The word mishpacha with that whole sense of Goyim used to have a positive word called family. Today, that's a terrible word because there's alternate families. There's Chas v'Shalom that a family is a family. There are at least a dozen models for what a family is, and basically can mean anything you want it to mean. You know, Kleiso has that sense. So even by the people that are fond, there's a residue. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Thank you.